Doug says, I'm back. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, Danae says, I love motorcycles, just not riding today's traffic. I'll tell you what, that does get to me. Like, well, you know me, I used to ride bike a lot. I used to ride with a lot of bikes, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
But what it was 10 years ago and what it is today with the morons that we've got out there.
Oh, I know.
It is scary.
Like Kim Libby says here.
Thank you, Kate. Yes, click the like button, please. Yeah,
please. Kim Libby says, what moron buys invisible art for 20 grand? The same moron that would buy a McNugget that looks like a character of a cartoon.
I keep trying to get Morgan to put a couple of her paintings up on eBay.
She'd probably, they'd probably sell higher than the McNugget and that.
Right, she, well, invisible artwork.
Yeah.
Mm. That's something we could sell on Morning Crankers.
You got that right.
We could talk about it.
Yeah.
Then ours would maybe be invisible changing.
Yeah, maybe we can just throw an M&C on it and sell it for 20 grand. Here you go. First bid.
It's so artistic. Look at it.
Just look at that M.
It gives me the emotions.
That M leans more to the right than it does the left. Don't you think?
Slightly left.
I like the way that looks over here.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is to be intellectual today. It's not actually being, you know, superior when it comes to being, unless you ask them.
Yeah.
They're intellectually superior. They look down at the rest of people.
Yeah.
Have you met people like that?
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people like that. And it kind of sucks.
Yeah. It does.
You know.
We got a lot of Rothschilds in this world.
We got something in this world.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this story? After a Chinese zoo covered up a leopard escape, 100 chickens are searching for the big cat. True story. So what they're doing is they kept it quiet for a long time because they did not want to, you know, in the name of the people. So parents were still letting their kids out, sending them to wherever they go to play in the mud puddles and whatnot in China. And the U.S. government, the Chinese government decided not to tell people what was going on. Then they saw Chinese soldiers releasing chickens and they saw drones flying in the air. And here a leopard had escaped a local zoo and was on the loose. So they're trying to catch the leopard with chickens and drones. What do you think of that?
So they're trying to lure in the leopard.
Yes. I mean, it makes sense, but
it does. I mean, it makes sense.
But doesn't it sound all too familiar with what they're doing here? Yeah. Don't tell the people about it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go take care of something, but don't tell them. They might get alarmed. They might keep their kids in.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It seems like this has been going on all over.
It does.
You know, kind of like masks don't work.
Yeah, double.
Triple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or it was designed in a lab.
Yeah.
You know, well, we know that now because of
Wuhan.
It's in the emails. Can't back your way out of this one. You know what I mean?
Email.
So when are we going to see some justice?
Oh, I know. Instead of just us.
I want some justice. I want,
do too.
You know, people think I'm morbid for this, but I want them to bring back public executions.
Right.
This is what happens if you're bad to the American people. This is what happens when you commit crimes against humanity.
Yeah. We don't forget.
Did you see that Donald Trump was actually starting a presidential commission?
No.
To go look into Fauci.
Ooh.
And, yeah, he started. They were going to go, and there was a couple of people that talked him out of it. However, he knew what was going on beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I actually looked at a bunch of pictures of him looking at Fauci, and all you could see is disgust and dismay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I have disgust and dismay. I want the truth out there.
I do, too.
Right?
Yep.
And, I mean, it's out there now, but just because of the emails. And I was, well, I didn't want to alarm people. Well, I didn't want to do this. Well, I didn't want to go against the CDC. Yeah. I didn't want to. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Kiss my arse.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. I agree.
But whatever's the truth is the truth. It's just the way it is.
Fraud-chi. Yeah.
Well. Fraud cheese.
Really?
Yes. Yes, really. So, brother, what else you got for us today?
Oh, okay. Loose ass escapes near border. Sounds like a frotchy to me.
Ooh.
Oh,
you're not talking about Tijuana and the mule show or something, are you?
Oh, no. Okay. I thought I was talking about Frotchy. loose donkey trots down Rhode Island Road. A driver on a Rhode Island road captured video of an unusual pedestrian wandering in the roadway. A loose donkey.
Ooh.
Donkey. Authorities in Johnston said the donkey was first spotted about 7 p.m. Sunday near the border with Skituate and was seen again at 8:30 p.m. But police were unable to locate the wandering animal. The city of Johnston famously dealt with a loose steer that escaped on its way to a slaughterhouse. Remember that story, Hans?
Oh, I remember that. Hello, Carly.
In February, and the animal was on the loose for nearly 2 months before was being captured. The city's authorities also dealt with a trio of nuisance turkeys that caused traffic hazards for weeks in 2018.
Turkeys.
Yeah, sounds like Rhode Island's full of them. Mayor Joseph Polisina said the donkey could prove difficult to corral. He looks like he's in good shape. He's fast, Polisina told the Providence Journal. I'm hoping my animal control people can keep up with him. Your thoughts, Mr. Hans?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to put myself into the turkey way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I got Fauci on my mind. Fauci on my mind.
Fauci on your mind.
He's always on my mind. I could write a song about that.
I know.
And it would end up with a rope.
I know.
You know what I mean?
It'd be dope on a rope.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be any rub and tug, I can tell you that.
No.
You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm there for the people. Yeah. For once. For the freaking people. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Highest paid official.
Highest paid official propaganda, outward lies. But do you notice that they only lie when they want to protect us?
Yes.
Yeah. How about protecting their own ass?
As long as they can put a covering over themselves.
They're protecting their own arse, right?
Yeah. As long as they protect their own arses.
And I'll tell you what's going to happen. So they're gonna bring them in and they're going to convene the Senate to have a hearing about it. And then we're not going to be able to hear about it.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a matter of national security.
Yes.
You know, and they're going to save everybody's arse.
And then at the end, all the excitement builds up for what? A dismissal.
Well, nothing's going to happen. You know how much dirt he's got in people? Here's the thing. If you want to be safe, don't rely on justice to keep you safe. Rely on blackmail.
Yes.
If you want to be safe, literally, this is the honest to God truth in today's society.
Hence, you can't say that word on the air.
Which one? Arse?
You can't say blackmail.
Oh, blackmail?
You have to say white male.
Okay. Because it's racist to say
it's
blackmail.
It's racist to say blackmail.
Okay, let's come up.
We can't be saying that on the air.
How about a gray male?
Gray male.
Go get gray male.
Yeah, go get you some gray male. Hey, look at this gray right here.
Yeah, get some gray male.
Yeah.
Yeah, do what you want. You know, Fauci was probably on, you know, some island somewhere where weird stuff happens. And he's probably part of the whole system, right? Because that's what we do. We create gray male.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
And then we use it against people or threaten to use it, you know, if they do something wrong, like against the American people. And then to protect the other people to know that their system isn't rotten, corrupt, and a piece of, you know.
Yeah.
Then they just start throwing around gray mail.
They do. They do. It's all propaganda to hide the big machine, the big globalist machine.
You know what's weird? So, you know that China has their boy in, right?
Yeah.
However, did you hear that they threw out like 4 or 5 more Chinese scientists?
Ooh.
Out of the U.S.?
Did they really?
They did. And it's really weird because it happened with their boy in office. Also, there's like another dozen contracting companies that can no longer do business in America. Why is that?
They must know something.
What would they know? Oh, we'll never know because it's a matter of national security and the American people are too dumb to know what's going on in their own lives.
And that's right. And then when it goes through the courts and the federal courts, dismissal.
Yeah, well, you know, out of all the times that you would have liked to do what William Finnerty said, he's like, I'd like to be a fly on the wall with Biden and Putin.
Well, yeah.
It's just like football. I mean, they know what they're getting into. Okay. What time would have you liked to have been the fly on the wall between any of these things? I can tell you what mine would be. El Chapo, when he was talking to the court, and they kicked everybody out when he started talking about who he paid off for American politicians. That's when I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall.
Yep.
How about you? What about you?
That would have been a good one, but I would like to have been a fly on the wall when they had the 9/11
commission.
They had the 9/11 tribunals. I would have liked to have been a fly on the wall there.
Yeah, well, you know what's weird about that?
That was the only tribunal that happened, by the way, recently.
They try to frame the whole 9/11 conspiracy theory as a conservative thing.
Yeah, but it's an American thing.
Well, however, Semina from Arizona, which is a Democrat.
Yeah.
She's very, very much a 9/11 truther.
Right.
And she's not a conservative.
No.
She's probably the biggest mouthpiece there is for 9/11 truthism.
But see, this is the thing, though. Not everything should have to do with your political beliefs.
You're right, like Donald Duck.
Yeah. This is an American belief because we lost lives that day.
Oh, we lost
a lot. We want answers. We want answers. That's all we ask for. We want true answers.
What?
Not none of these fake propaganda answers. We want the truth. We know what, some of us know what the truth is.
Well, after sleeping on my pillow, you know, the My Pillow.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, you can get up to 66% off using promo code Crankers. After sleeping on that, I have thought a lot about a lot of things.
I know.
And I get into these, like, trances where I start thinking.
I know.
About thinking.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking. And I said, whatever happened with Las Vegas?
Hmm.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Whatever happened with Flint, Michigan water supply?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Must have been flies on the wall there, right?
Well, I mean, there's all these things. Whatever happened to the guy that supposedly sexually assaulted those young women that was running in, was it Alabama?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to him?
Nothing. Crickets.
What? Exactly.
Yeah, just like everything else. And
well, why, there's all these things, and it seems like there's a bunch of
hush.
Stuff thrown in our face, but then it just goes away.
Yeah, let's be quiet about it, guys.
Like, you know, whatever happened to the weapons they found that were bought by ISIS terrorists in Benghazi?
Yeah.
How come that went away? Whatever happened to the schoolgirls that got taken in Africa?
Right.
Why is it that there was 100 schoolgirls taken last week and we never heard about it?
Hmm.
What's happening to the South African? You know, I could just keep going on and on and on and on and on. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah, okay. So is that what's going to happen to UFOs?
Possibly. Yeah.
Okay. Because the information I'm getting is they're not denying them.
They're not going to tell us everything about the UFOs, folks.
Right, well, they're not denying them, but they're not saying that they're real either.
No.
So they're leaving us with, well, you just make up your own decision. And it wasn't going to be that way.
Yeah.
Until Barack Hussein Obama decided to say, if people knew the truth about aliens and UFOs, we're going to have new religions and there's going to be a lot of defense spending.
Yeah.
It wasn't that way until then.
Yeah.
Does that anger you at all?
It does me, yeah.
I mean, we're finally starting to get some truth. I mean, and the truth is kind of out there. I mean, it's on the interwebs, a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But everything's fake news now, right? Oh, right. You can't trust that site. They're not real.
Right.
You know, the SPLCA says so.
Well, we don't want to expose too much alien stuff because we may want to save that for a Hollywood-like setup for the American public and the world for, like, a rapture event or something and to make Christians believe that the rapture is really happening.
Wait, you know what's funny? I see the manipulation that goes on in the world.
Yeah.
Like with cryptocurrency right now, everybody's like, oh, Bitcoin bad.
Yeah.
Crypto bad. Well, why is crypto bad?
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what I mean? Especially with conservatives when they come out and they're like, crypto. Ooh.
I know.
It takes the power away from the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
What is bad about that?
Yeah, it's like the boogeyman. You want to take everything from the boogeyman. Because the boogeyman's taken away from us for so long.
The boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is our Federal Reserve and banker.
Well, it's literally taken, and then everybody's like, oh my gosh, it dropped from 66,000 to 32,000.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, it's a financial system.
Right.
It does have market corrections.
Yeah.
So with that dropping in price, Because why? Because a substandard mold.